A lawsuit between a Juneau gun shop and the family of a painter murdered at the Fred Meyer store may have been the biggest case considered by the Alaska Supreme Court on Tuesday, but it wasn't the only case that was noteworthy. Justice has also heard an appeal of a dismissed suit that centered on the tumultuous and controversial tenure of Hoonah's former police chief. Jefferson Hankley is no longer on the job. Questions were initially raised about his alleged lack of experience and judgment for the job. Then his year and a half long tenure resulted in complaints and accusations that divided the community before he eventually resigned in September of 2009. Three female dispatchers, including one who says she was sexually harassed by Hankla on a regular basis, and a former police officer who says he was the subject of retaliation, filed suit against Hankla and the city of Hoonah, but that case never made it to trial. Attorney Doug Mertz says that was a mistake.
Essentially, when you've got a supervisor who commits sexual harassment, there is employer liability subject to two defenses, or one big defense, namely, there is liability unless they can show that he was not a supervisor, or we can show that essentially she reasonably thought he was a supervisor, and all of that is subject to the final aspect of analysis, which is that the city had to have had an effective system for preventing and dealing with reports of sexual harassment.
Mertz says they didn't. Complaints about sexual harassment were ignored, and an outside auditor's report that called for an end to the pornography in the police department was allegedly also ignored. A sexual harassment policy in the employee handbook was never distributed. The mayor's file of complaints against Hankla and Hankla's own personnel file both disappeared. Three of the plaintiffs in the case include Annette McLaughlin, Karen Mills, and Carol Welsh, who alleged that Hankla repeatedly harassed her by asking to see her breasts. On her last day on the job, Welsh alleged that Hankla, as chief, harassed her one last time as she turned in her time card. Lieutenant William Mills alleged that he was forced to resign from his Hoonah job and take a position in Craig.
We put in all the evidence, his own affidavit, his own testimony, describing the burden that he was under, the changes that Hankla made to his job duties, the allegations that he spread around the community, the fact that he subjected Lieutenant Mills' mother to a complaint to the postal authorities, a criminal complaint was unfounded, and numerous other points that amounted to very severe retaliation.
Attorney Jan Levy, arguing for Hankla and the city of Hoonah, says the former chief is not individually liable either as an employer or a co-worker under the Alaska Human Rights Act. The harassment allegedly started while Hankla was a patrolman and then when he was a chief during Welsh's last day on the job. That prompted Justice Craig Stowers to quiz Levy on the legal distinction between a superior or senior employee and a supervisor.
This court has said that a supervisor is one who can hire, fire, promote, discipline, or in any other manner affect the terms or conditions.
Or in any other manner affect the terms and conditions. And I'm focused on that phrase, as you know.
And I think the answer here is that if it were the case that harassing conduct is something that affects the terms of employment, well, then obviously there's no reason, if that's enough to make you a supervisor, any coworker can affect the terms of someone else's employment by harassing them. So I don't.
I'm asking the question slightly differently, though.
Sorry.
She alleges that she was told that he was her supervisor.
Yes.
Isn't that enough? Isn't that a genuine issue of material fact?
Later, justices pointed out separate instances in Welsh's affidavit and deposition in which she was told to consider all the patrol officers as her supervisors. Levy's co-counsel Van Sanders countered Mills' involuntary and constructive discharge claim. Sanders says Mills never said during a deposition that he was harassed, wages were never affected, there were no physical threats or demeaning comments, and no changes in hours or conditions that would indicate intolerable work conditions.
You look at his resignation letter. It speaks for itself. It's addressed to Chief Hankla, dated May 1st, 2008, says, I was offered employment with the Craig Police Department. I'm hereby submitting my intent to resign. I have enjoyed my employment and have nothing negative to say about the department. That notice was a three-week notice that he gave to the Hoonah Police Department. He only by regulation or by policy had to work for, the notice provision was for 2 weeks. So is it reasonable to assume that someone would work an additional week that he didn't even have to work when he had given proper notice when things were so intolerable?
Mertz, on rebuttal, claimed that the retaliation included Hankla threatening to file a career-crippling complaint against Mills to the Alaska Police Standards Council. Justices took all of the arguments under advisement. The Huna case was one of several considered by the Alaska Supreme Court in Juneau this week. One of the justices may draft the opinion, which may then be circulated among his or her colleagues on the bench. They may then add a concurring or dissenting opinion and continue circulating it before it's released to the public, and usually that process takes anywhere from 6 months to a year. And you can go online. We have video of the oral arguments. You can see them in their entirety at ktoonews.org.